Okay, so I was watching the results show just now with my parents, and they've got a Japanese lodger at the moment called Ai, and and Mum was like, "Oh, it's so sad that Ali Ash isn't on this year." So I was like, "Oh, who? You know, what's Ali Ash? Who's Ali Ash?" So I googled it and showed her image search result, and I was like, oh, "Wow."
I mean, that is the correct response when you see Ali Ash, isn't it? Wow, he is a wow, and I miss him.
And welcome to Strictly on the Sofa.
The show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our living rooms. I'm Flo.
I'm
No, I'm not.
Flo. Hi, don't try and take my name, thank
I'm
you.
absolutely
I'm
giddy,
Flo.
and I'm Laura, and
Skiddy.
I'm giddy, and I'm
You're
giddy.
not Laura, you're giddy.
All right, Dad.
I
Hi, tired. I'm Dad.
Hey Laura, call me a cab.
Why?
You meant to say you're a cab. That's
Oh.
a dad joke.
No, well, that's a really stupid dad joke, so I don't recognize it. My dad's favorite
Oh, because
joke
most
is
dad jokes are very sensible and just very clever.
very. Do you want to hear my best dad joke? Did you hear about the magic tractor? It went down the road and
No.
turned into a field.
I did hear about that one actually, probably from my dad.
Snaps for jokes. Anyway, sorry, that's not what we're here for. It's not Strictly Come Knock Knocks, is it? What do we think this week? Are we happy? Week four?
Oh my God, right. This was maybe the best show of the series so far. Everyone
Yes.
just upped their game so much, didn't they?
Yeah,
How good was
completely
it?
agree.
I thought it was great.
So good. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I feel like whether it's the fear that they had with Fleur, being in the dance off last week, or and Richie, to be honest, because I don't think he and I don't well, I certainly didn't think he'd go out second, and that, or whether it's just everything sort of sinking in a bit more. But it does feel like I think Craig said in the Lens part that they all feel like they've calmed down a bit. I don't know. It just seems like they're not here to play anymore.
I know. I think, yeah, you're probably right. Like, just being more used to just being like doing the show, like the routines probably get like settled in now, as in like the Saturday routine of like turning up at the studio and like the
Yes.
hair and makeup and the lights and all that. Plus, obviously, like their technique is obviously going to be just getting better after like 4 or 5 weeks of training. And yeah, but then
Just
also,
settling
you're
down.
probably right. A little bit of fear to like stoke the pressure has probably really like, yeah, G'd them up a bit. Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. I just thought that the quality was so good.
It was so
And like,
high.
I know there was a lot of nines and tens, but some of them I felt were genuinely deserved. So, you know, happy for them.
My mum said that she really wanted the voting system to break. She was like, "Someone pull the plug because I just don't want anyone to go home." And I was like, "She's right. She's right." Pull the plug. I genuinely couldn't pick who I wanted to go this week. I
I
feel
know
like
what you
you can.
mean. I think it was the right decision who went.
Yeah.
So obviously, Matt Goss has just left, having been in the dance off against Kim and Graziano. Like of the two in that dance off, I think right person to go. And I mean, it sounds harsh, but like of everyone in the lineup, I think probably it was his time to go. However, I do want to give him a big shout out because he really like improved a lot. He
Yeah.
really put his all into it. You could see him taking it really seriously. It obviously meant a lot to him, and I think he's a hard one to read, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because it seems like he should be really insincere and like Hollywood and, but actually I think that is actually just him being really, really sincere.
Yes.
So I think actually he was taking it super seriously. So well done, Matt. I enjoyed your Strictly journey. Short as it was, I thought you did a very good job.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it shows how much fight he put into the dance off. Like, he clearly loves it. I couldn't, the first couple of weeks where I was like, I'm not sure how committed he is to the show. The last 2 weeks, I've not doubted it for 1 second. Mm-hmm. I think there's this Pete Burns quote from Big Celebrity Big Brother where he's like, you're insincere to the point of nausea. Like, it's like the opposite. He's like the exact opposite of that quote. You are sincere,
he's sincere to the point of nausea.
To the point of elation. I love him. I've come full circle. I really like him now. I think he's a bit of a loss for the show, really. That's what I mean, though. Everyone is a loss this year. I don't want anyone to go home. And he really did improve. I thought it was his best dance. And I'm really glad that the judges took the moment to tell him in the dance-off that that was his best performance. It was very good. And I think, yeah, respect to him, you know. Very proud.
Yeah,
very sad to 100%. See Kim in the dance-off, though. Because I thought her dance was amazing. And maybe amazing's too fine. Well, do you know what? I also think that she pulled it out of the bag in the dance-off as well. Like, because I was with Craig, I was like, it's good. You've got it there. But it just needs, like, 10% more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, je ne sais quoi.
And I think she gave that in the dance-off. And that is what we were like, that's what really kind of, sold it, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. I really liked this in the night, and I definitely thought she was high up enough on the leaderboard to be, like, if not safe, then...
No.
I didn't worry about where she was on the leaderboard, which obviously I should have done, but...
I voted for her.
A tough one. Did you?
I did.
That's very sightseeing of you. What's the word
for sightseeing of me?
Insightful.
It's very touristy of me. Yes. Oh well. To be honest, it didn't help, did it? So maybe it was a wasted.
No. I mean, at least you've got her back.
Well, do you know what? At least we got to see those samba rolls again, because Graziano's samba rolls are fast becoming, I don't know, Aliash's samba rolls. Iconic.
I know.
Love to see them. And also, I just love a samba to Volare. What a great song.
Yeah, just, what a great tune.
Can't be overdone, I don't think. Can't be.
Mm-mm.
Impossible.
Volare every year. Volare week on Strictly.
Oh my God.
We want to see it.
Yeah, like in Dancing on Ice, how they have to do the bolero when they get to the final. Everyone has to do a samba to Volare. I would love that. That'd be so good. So I just wanted to shout out Kim and Graziano, really, because I think they did a much better job in the dance-off and are generally good and didn't really deserve to be in the dance-off. But I think because of the shock of Fleur being in the dance-off last week, no one was doing the whole, like, they're in the dance-off part. And also maybe it's, I don't know. So I feel like you didn't deserve to be there, Kim. We love you.
No, she did not at all. She definitely didn't deserve to be there.
So good. Also, another great thing was Graziano saying how excited he was to visit Waterloo Road when he definitely doesn't know what Waterloo Road is. And it just, like, I just love him.
He's literally been briefed on that 5 minutes before, hasn't he?
Yeah. Like, you know how Ochi was watching Emmerdale and she put her text up between her and Kelvin being like, oh my God, Emmerdale is nuts. That's just him. I hope he gets into Waterloo Road now. It'd be amazing.
Oh my God, I know.
I love that for him. But yeah, it was just, I always find it really funny when it's going to be so funny next week when the pros are like dancing. Well,
oh my God.
Gorka dancing to Blue Peter is going to be iconic. Although, I've tweeted this, but I do want people to know that should be a Paso Doble. That's a classic Paso Doble tune, isn't it?
Actually, I think you're right. What are they dancing to it?
I have no idea.
Well, obviously not a Paso, they just did one.
Yeah. So I'm not happy. I have beef with the producers. Someone on Twitter suggested maybe a quick step, which I think would be good. But
yeah.
It wouldn't be a Paso, though. A Paso to Blue Peter, I'd go ham for. Anywho, shall we go up the leaderboard?
Will Mellor's next.
That's low, isn't it?
Yeah, so like what a fall from grace. Can I just say he looked so
Call
ill.
him Lucifer because he's fallen from grace. Sorry, go on.
He just looked so ill, didn't
Oh
he?
my god. He looked like
I
a
just
sharp
he was
wind
not a
would
well
blow him over.
man.
No. No, he wasn't. There was a moment where I was like, he looks like he needs to sit down.
Yeah, he really did, and he was like coughing and spluttering and
Oh, I'm telling you, if I was in that claudatorium, I'd be giving him a wide berth.
Oh my god, I would literally be like shoving the face mask at him, being like, put
Yeah.
it on.
Go away, sir. Please go home and have a honey and lemon and go to bed. Bless him. I guess he did have to stay in case he was in the dance-off. But anywho, yeah, I do feel like it might have been just a good week for him to not have been there. Because bless him, I think his rumba would have. He clearly was just not well, and I don't know how much practice time they've had, but I do feel like that rumba would have been better on any other week. Because his sexy Viennese waltz or whatever, sexy American smooth last week, was almost more rumba-like than his rumba.
Yeah, I actually thought this rumba was really good, despite all of that. Like, it wasn't great, but I did think it was good, you know? It
Yeah,
wasn't a
that's.
four. Craig was very harsh.
Yeah, very, very harsh. Yeah, Craig's on his marking this week was suspect, in my opinion. I didn't like. Who did he? He gave someone an 8, and then Hamza is 9, and I was like, excuse me, excuse me. We'll get to that though.
Well,
but
exactly.
yes, it was not a 4. He gave him a 4.
No, I thought that was harsh, very
That's
harsh.
like what he gave. No, absolutely not. Wrong. Yeah. So I think I believe we'll be back on form this week, I hope. But yeah, low down.
I
I'm glad
hope
he
so.
had
I
enough.
hope he just needs to get a little bit better. Rumba for the male celeb is always really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
Let alone
Will.
when you're not healthy. I will just say I'm glad he had enough goodwill to get through to this week. Don't laugh,
I'm
don't
sad he
patronise
was
me with that ha ha ha. How dare you?
I'm sad he was unwell. Will.
Oh.
Unwell. Unwell.
Fluffed it.
Will unweller.
Oh, God.
Not welly well. He was not welly well.
He was not willy. He was not willy well. I don't know what's wrong.
Not willy well.
We are so giddy. Let's move on. who's next?
Tony Adams is next.
Oh, my God. I have so much to say. So much to say. You go first, though.
I thought this was amazing, you know?
Oh,
I thought it was
me
great.
Too.
I just like the step up in terms of technique and
completely agree.
I know that he's been doing kind of jokey dances all the way through. We've said all the way through his technique is improving. I think this was a chance for him to really show that and not be the joke act, and I thought that was lovely.
Yeah.
I thought the message that he was putting out there was incredible. And, like, he was just so straight up about what it was and what it meant and that, you know, the fact that his friends basically, like, saved his life. Like, it was just very, very special, I thought. And Catty is amazing, so, for choreographing that for him. And, yeah, just brilliant. And I love the interpretation because I do think that song, Get By With A Little Help From My Friends, I do think you could do it very straight down the line, cheerful, happy, like it's nice to have friends around, isn't it, interpretation, but they went the very, very serious and like deep route, and I thought that was brilliant. So
yeah,
well done. That's all I have to say. I had a lot to say, but that's all I have.
I could not agree more with you. Like, honestly, I thought it's so important. Catcher is a genius, right? We always talk about how creative her choreography is and all that stuff. But also, I don't think we give her enough credit for what the confidence she instills in her partners. Like, they always learn something from her. They always come out having done a dance that meant something to them. She's so good at bringing out the best in them. And I think that it must be really hard, if for anyone, but I do think it's particularly hard for a man, an older man, to be vulnerable on Strictly Come Dancing. And he was acting, he was performing. I was, and he's a footballer, he's not an actor. And he was absolutely performing, and I thought that he did an amazing job. And it was so emotional seeing David Seaman and Lee Dixon there. And I'm, right, this is hard for me to say. I'm not an Arsenal supporter. So, like, I don't know. I think it was one of those moments where everything is more than Strictly a little bit. Or it I sometimes think Strictly doesn't need to be that deep. Sometimes we just like the glitter and the glam, right? But the fact is that the glitter and the glam has the power to do something amazing as well. And one of those examples. I also just want to say that I'm sort of glad, because I said last week that I was annoyed that Tony was being treated as a joke act when quite clearly he wanted to learn something. And also they shouldn't be treating anyone as a joke. And I think this week I was quite glad that the judge had cottoned on to the fact that they should absolutely not be treating this man as a joke. He's a great man who just wants to learn and stuff. So I'm very happy for him. And like my dad, a lifelong Man United fan, I don't know how much that matters, but it sort of feels like it does, was shouting at the telly when Craig gave him such a low mark. So...
Exactly.
I think it's gone beyond people voting for him for the entertainment value. I think people are genuinely behind him.
I agree. Yeah. We were all in my house. I've been at my parents' this weekend. We were all like, Tony, Tony. Like, really, really cheering him on. The lifts were very ambitious. And it's a shame that they didn't quite go as smoothly as they probably had done in rehearsal. So, in a way, I obviously did not want him in the dance-off, but I would have liked to see it again, like, performed, like, really smoothly all the way through with the lift.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, what can you do? And Katia pushed him to be, you know, and try different choreography out. Like, that's why we love her. So, you know, it's a tough one to call.
I think if they had worked, it would have been amazing. So it's high risk, high reward, you know what
I mean? Exactly.
I'm very proud. Well done, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about Helen Skelton, who's next on the leaderboard? Yes. I did not realise she was this far down, actually. And
that
I was really
low,
debating giving
also, why?
Her... I know, because I was debating giving her one of my votes, but
I did not.
And then when it got to results, really worried that I should have done that, because I was like, she's in proper danger zone. But I really enjoyed this passo, actually. I thought she was great.
Me too. I thought she was really, really good. I would have liked to see more on the flamenco steps, because she obviously got the timing right of them. So if she had just bashed them, basically what Craig said when he said he needs to see a bit more, like, don't forget your upper half as well. But obviously, like, it's, I do sort of think it's week four and it's a lot to concentrate on trying to get those right. So maybe if she ever does it again in the final, we'd see a bit more like, oof. But I thought it was very competently done, is my main thing. I thought it was, it's not like, I don't know if it's a vintage passo, but it was good. And I liked the music and I liked her and Gorka together. And, I think Gorka alluded to her having quite a hard week this week. And I just think to come out there and do a paso doble, which is an exposing dance at the best of times, is amazing. And we actually had a really nice email in, didn't we?
We did. Thank you to Anna who emailed us in.
Shall I read it out? I get that with three kids and not long after having a baby, you are 100% focused on being practical. And if anyone told you to be sexy, your first reaction would be absolutely not, no matter whether people think you're attracted or not. And I think that's a great point.
I think we were, I was sort of a couple of weeks ago, maybe getting a little bit like, oh, come on, Helen, like, you're so great and you should just go for it. But it's so much easier said than done, isn't it? Because kind of like that niggling voice in your head is like, oh, but you're not sexy enough or whatever. Mm-hmm. Basically, I think what we're trying to say is like, she is, and she should believe in herself, because she definitely is, and like, completely understand why you wouldn't, but like, we just want to cheer her on because she's so great. And I thought this passo was exactly that, like, she's really she's getting more and more confidence and coming into her own more, and And actually, I thought there was a bit of a difference in this VT because she's like, I'm
There
really
was.
excited to be playing like the strong, like passionate woman and everything. And I was like, that's so exciting. So I think, and I think that she did get most of the way there. I think she's sort of at like maybe like 99%, and it's just that 1% of like properly just letting everything go. But that'll take
Yeah.
some time, I think. So
I
basically, love
completely.
Helen.
Yeah, me too. I completely agree. I think that basically what Gorka said on Saturday night was like what we were trying to say, but wrongly and impatiently. Basically, we're fans. And I do think this week was weirdly a breakthrough, even though she's been good all the way through, and it was probably one of her lowest scores. But I just thought it felt like she was her. I don't know. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't
It
know her.
does,
Maybe she felt like the
yeah.
Sandy was more her, but it was nice to see her doing something passo-y.
Yeah. Yeah,
Gutted that it's not to the
definitely.
Blue
I
Peter
love her
theme.
outfit, by the way. Very
Me too.
traditional paso.
Oh, that
Can I
top
also
looked
just give a
amazing.
shout out to Gorka in that paso? Because I just thought he was great.
He's
I know
neat.
it's from
I
his
just think he's
homeland or
neat.
whatever, but he was
Oh, I
great.
loved it when he was talking about his like how he watched his grandma and his granddad do the paso. I was like, what a life.
I
Love that.
know.
Just imagining
I
him
know.
like Fran from Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, I know. Ellie Taylor next with her Viennese waltz.
Right, so she hasn't had her breakthrough yet. She hasn't had her breakthrough yet, but I do think she has improved. And I'm just
She
waiting for like
has.
and she is I'm just waiting for that something extra. But I do think she's so much more confident in hold. And I don't know
She is.
why that is. She's used to stand up. But yes, I don't know what dance she's doing next week, but I hope it's something that she can push through with. She's doing a dance to Casualty. Do you think it's a tango? I'm trying to think what the Casualty
Oh
theme would
God.
make a good dance to.
Some of these
I'm actually
theme
really
tunes
excited
next
for
week
next
are
week.
just I've got no idea what this is gonna be like, but it's exciting. We'll wait and see. It's something a bit different, isn't it? What was I gonna say? I agree, she's not had her breakthrough, but equally she's getting better every week, and sort of there's a bit
Yes.
of a slow and steady wins the race, maybe.
Yes. That's true.
I don't know how much road she's got to continue just kind of slowly getting better and better every week, because I think everyone this week stepped up their game so much. But I don't know, equally, like she's doing all right. Yeah, she's
She's,
doing
I
all
don't think
right.
she's being
So
left behind. Do you know what I mean?
no, but I think that's the risk in a week or two. Exactly. I don't think she is yet, but I'm just worried in a week or two that she might be.
She just needs to find her dance.
Exactly. And maybe all those racy hairs will get tired and have a little rest,
Yeah.
and Ellie Taylor, the slow talk. Well, that's so rude. I'm so sorry. But you know what I mean. She'll just keep plugging away and getting better and better and like and come
I
through and
believe
win the
in
race.
her.
I don't know. So yeah. I
I
hated this styling. I hated it.
I
I
loved it.
the actual dance was fine, but the oh God, it was so twee and gross. That bonnet was just oh my
Oh,
God,
no,
I
I
wanted
loved
to
it, Flo.
die.
I
It was
loved it.
so horrible.
I love the shepherdess look.
It's very pastoral. It's very Act Two of The
Oh, I
Winter's
love
Tale by
it.
William Shakespeare.
It's very the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Do you know what I mean? I just loved it. Stan. We absolutely stan. I love a bonnet moment. Obsessed with a bonnet. I inherited it from my mum, who also loves a bonnet moment. She wanted to be in the Salvation Army just so she could wear the bonnet. I was like, just join an, amateur dramatic society and play Sarah and Guys and Dolls. It'd be easier, but there you go. But yes, oh my God, I loved it. I thought it was weird because it was like no one else really had a theme this week, and they just had this nonsense theme.
It was
It
so
was all like, you
random.
know that
That's, I
picture?
think that's why I hated it so much.
You know that picture of that like girl at a Halloween party, and she was like dressed as the Babadook, and everyone else was like in normal clothes. That's how it felt.
It was that stupid bonnet in every scene with her in the back. Oh, I hated it so much.
I
Oh.
loved it.
Next up, tied, actually, with exactly the same score, from each judge, 7-8, 7-8. It's Ellie Simmons. Two Ellies, both alike in scores, in fair, strictly ballroom where we lay
in
our
fair
scene.
Elstree. Literally.
In fair Elstree.
This theme I had beef with.
I didn't need to see Nikita with that weird mouth opening thing.
Oh, they freak me out. Yes, also, so like, much. I just... Okay, you want to put a theme on it, but who? What sort of sociopathic freak was like, we need a dentist theme? Who likes the dentist that much?
No one likes the dentist that much.
Who thought that the best place for a salsa would be the dentist?
Can I just say, like, if on online dating... And that if a dentist ever comes up on like,
oh no,
apps,
I'm literally like, no.
Do you always swipe left? Because I'm like, I don't want you judging my teeth. I know it's really weird, but like, I just,
no,
don't
I feel
want
exactly
that
the
in
same.
My life. And my teeth are fine, but you know, just don't want that.
No, I'm just scared. Yeah, is there a rom com with that, or like a Friends episode or something where that happens? I swear there is.
But, oh my god, I feel also, like that would be a great theme for a Friends episode, to be honest.
Genuinely, there's also that song from Little Shop of Horrors, isn't it, when he's like, I'll be your dentist, and he's literally a nutter. He's a bad man. So I don't trust, like, I just, I was like, I don't want a salsa in this triggering environment.
And I don't need to see Nikita like that. Lovely, sweet Nikita. I don't need to see that.
The indignity of it all. My Nikita. Should we actually talk about the dance? I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, let's. I really enjoyed it. I gave these guys a vote because I was worried, because I thought they were, like, danger mid-zone. And they were so near the start. Were they first, actually?
Yeah, they were first. Just thought that what a way to worried, open the show. So. I think that was a sensible decision. I was going to. But I gave it to Helen and Kim and Tony.
Yeah, more sensible.
Ellie usually, Ellie's in the rotation. I thought that she was, I thought it was a really good dance. And I think, again, it showed the strength of their partnership. I think I'm just awe-inspired, to be honest, by what Nikita cooks up for them both and by what Ellie is delivering. I just think they're both amazing. And I think, yeah, it was just a really good salsa. The armography was all
what
there.
Really,
like, the lifts were amazing. Yeah.
I was about to say, what I really liked is the fact that Nikita's working in choreo that I don't think you could do with a tall person. I don't think you could do it with, like, an average height person. Like, the sort of lifts and the bit where he dropped on the floor, like, over and over again. Like, so he's actually adapting it not only to make it so that she can do the dances, but also to, like, introduce new moves that you couldn't do with other people. And I think that's really smart of him and really, like, really cool. So, yeah, well done to both
again,
of them. Nikita
playing
for inventing
to his
it
partner's
and
strength.
It off. Exactly.
Like, I love it. That's true
strength
inclusivity
is individuality.
Right there. We stand.
Amazing. Let's march on.
Yes.
Jade Adams and her American Smooth.
It was so good. I mean,
quick.
It was extremely moving. I thought it was such a lovely tribute to her sister. And I thought, but not only that, I thought it was a genuine improvement. She looked beautiful. Love her and Karen switching up the leading. Also, Karen leading is genuinely incredible to see. I just generally really, really liked it. What did you think?
All of those things, to be honest, I just agree with you. We're having a great time. We need another Ranveer and Jamie for head-to-head, to be honest. We're just agreeing with each other.
No, we don't.
Like, yes, an excellent point. I
my
totally
blood pressure can't take another Ranveer and Jamie.
I know.
I'm still mad,
either,
you know.
To be honest,
still mad.
You.
Justice for Ranveer.
I like Ranveer as much. Yeah, no, I pretty much completely agree. I thought it was very interesting to hear that, like, one of the big reasons that she wanted to dance with the girl was because of the lifts. And I thought that was very kind of open of her to say that. So I'm just, like, I'm really pleased for her that she was able to, like, pull those off really well. And, yeah, so that kind of just made me kind of a bit more, I don't know, just see that kind of softer side to her, as well as obviously all the stuff with her sister, which is just so sad. So yeah, just I really like this week, and she's becoming one of my favorites, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch what they do every week. I also just thought it, again, a bit like Tony, and I really loved it when Tony turned to her and said, like, it's been an emotional night. But I just feel like it's one of those examples where this is, like, it is celebrities dancing, and that would be enough in its way. But, like, everything, it's such a great show for other things. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I was saying to my housemate earlier, I was like, I think in some ways Strictly feels like a utopia for me. Like, it is very much a safe space. And I just think that, like, it's nice to see other people experience that. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. Like, imagine feeling that you could sort of open up like that on national TV about,
Yeah.
about those things, and that's lovely. So yeah,
It is.
well
And
done,
also, she
Jade.
is ju like it's very important to remember she is improving a lot. I would like to see slightly more
So
improvement on the
much.
footwork, I think. But like generally, I thought that dance was danced really beautifully. So
Yeah, I
there's my
agree.
vibes.
I agree.
Who's next?
Should we move on, Kim? Well, I think we've pretty much done Kim and
Yeah,
Graziano,
we've
haven't
done
we?
Kim.
Another theme that I didn't think was necessary with the
I
flying and the
liked it though, you
plane and
know.
that.
I did
Yeah,
sort of
you
like it. I
know,
think it's
it's
because
okay.
the plane was quite camp.
It was so
I didn't really understand
camp.
why there'd be. It didn't make any sense to me, but it seemed more fun than a dentist,
Doesn't
so.
volare mean flying?
Oh, well, there you go
Isn't
then.
that what volare means? I don't know.
Surely.
I think so.
Volare. Or volare.
Volare means to fly in
Well, there
English.
you go.
I'm gonna just see what the translation is.
This is lame.
Oh wow, this is out there. I think a dream like this never comes back. I painted my hands and face blue. Then suddenly I was kidnapped by the wind and I began to fly in the infinite sky. Flying, oh, singing, oh, in the blue painted sky, happy to be up there. Then there's more. I won't read it all out, but yeah,
That's the
there
original.
you
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag, isn't it? I was kidnapped by the strong
go.
wind. Well, next time I'm late for work, I was kidnapped by a strong wind. I think you'll find. Love it. Let's move
Let's
on.
move
Who's
on to
next?
tied with Kim, which means somehow he's got more audience votes than Kim, is Jimothy Goodbye. James Bye.
Jimothy or Jean au revoir. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know how to feel about this because on one hand it was an improvement, definitely his best dance so far, right? He obviously does suit ballroom more, but at the same time I still thought this was quite dull and boring, and I wasn't that taken by it. And it got eights, solid eights all the way through, and I don't understand. He's not that good. He's sixes and sevens maybe. But he did not deserve to be this high at the leaderboard. And I don't get it. I just don't understand. Can someone explain? But also, what did you think?
So I don't have the same again that you have because I
I
think
am
he's a pleasant
like
enough
very
man.
quickly developing an again.
But he went wrong, Kim didn't. Literally the only problem with hers was lacking slight oomph. I don't understand why he's getting higher marks. He literally went wrong. And it was like no one's gonna remember that dance. Like not to be rude. Amy looked stunning when you do need to talk about that dress. Oh, love. But I wasn't blown. Yeah, I agree. His frame's improved. He's generally obviously a ballroom man. Like a ballroom man. A man of the ballroom. But he didn't blow me away.
No,
I don't really
it
know.
was just very pleasant middle of the road, right?
But this is
As
so
we've
that right,
been our
without saying like I don't
prediction every
understand
week.
So, yeah, without wanting to be like, I don't understand why people are voting for him. It's not that I don't understand why people are voting for him. He seems nice enough. But, like, he seems nice enough. That's not what spurs me to vote. But,
no.
I think that he is really
if
good.
If you're a Timothy Bai fan, can you let us know what it is that, like, why are you voting for him? Please defend him to us. Like, I'm very open to hearing a different side of the story here. Maybe it's Amy. Maybe Amy's just, like, she does have a big fan base, I think.
I would just like to say, when he does the salsa, we're going to be calling him James Adios. So, it's going to be, get ready for that. Anywho, who's next?
Anyway. Let's move on. Molly and Carlos with the cha-cha-cha.
Right, I don't want to be
rude.
I
really enjoyed this. Oh no, here we go.
It was good. It was obviously good.
Mm.
But did I mentally check out a little bit?
Yeah. I don't know if this is just a cha-cha-cha for me, though. Sometimes
yeah,
I do. Like,
no, exactly. I wrote that down in my notes being like, I just don't think cha-cha-chas are my fave unless they're done by Danny Mac.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, yeah, so I don't know if this was her fault or... She seemed to love it, didn't she? It suited her, this
cha-cha. She did.
Like, it's nice being fun and cheeky. But I sort of... It's a bit what the critique was last week. Like, I think over the course of the series, she's going to need to show a little bit more than fun and cheeky because otherwise... That will get a little bit... I think she needs to show the range. So she did very well for this week, for this dance. She did what she needed to do. But, yeah, it wasn't my favourite of hers.
It was obviously very good.
It was well done. Mm, 100%.
Other than on the notes being like, yeah, I literally said, simply very good, what else is there to say? That's how I feel. I didn't understand why Craig had beef with the theme. I was like, the themes in Strictly are insane. You've watched a dentist salsa today. But there we go. Who's next?
Cool. Well, we're whizzing through this top bunch, aren't we? So Tyler West is next with his couple's choice. So I know you have feelings about this. Do you want to go first?
I hate couple's choice so much. I thought it was a problem that they introduced it too early, and it's still sort of... It isn't that anymore. It's that I genuinely just hate it. I've had a night of feelings from all these dances. Even the cha-cha, which I don't really like. I can appreciate the technique of it and stuff. And I'm not saying that I don't appreciate the technique of Tyler and Diane's dance, because I did think, obviously, it was very, like, well done. But it just leaves me cold. It's not what I watch Strictly for. It's not what, like, it's just not it at all. And it just feels... increasingly it feels like they're trying to draw in a who are they actually speaking to with couple's choice now? I don't know. And also it's another problem of the fact that no one chooses any of the other options in couple's choice. Like, there doesn't seem to, at least before, they'd explain why they do, like, oh, they're gonna do musical theatre jazz. Now it's just like couple's choice because couple's choice has become street dance.
I was going to say, sorry, I've got my mouth full of Pringles, but I was going to say, I think it's less that it's couple choice. I think you don't really like street dance as a style. And and that probably colours it quite a lot. I didn't hate this, actually. I quite enjoyed it. I think a street dance can be really fun. I agree. I'm sad it's lost it's blurred the boundaries and it can just be anything rather than you have to choose street, contemporary or theatre jazz. So I'm sad about that. I think that they made a mistake doing a remix of, like, a mashup of, like, three or four different songs, because I just felt like it didn't build anywhere.
It felt a bit rushed.
Like, you just got going and then there was a new song starting and then there was... Like, imagine if they'd just done Flowers all the way through. Like,
amazing.
That would have been incredible. And I was like, I don't really know why you've done a mashup other than Garage is important to you. But it didn't, I don't know. I would have loved to just seen one song all the way through, to be honest.
Yeah. I also think there's something to be said for, like, Tyler dancing to songs that are important to him and a music style that's important to him. So I didn't hate it. I thought the lifts were incredible. And some of the movements were really, really brilliant. So it's not like I hated it. It just leaves me cold, basically. But I also would say that part of my problem is because, my Instagram is algorithms for street dance all the bloody time, like TikTok dances and stuff. I think it's that we see a very similar style of street dance every time someone does it. And it's a lot of throwing your arms. And it's not the one for me. I want to see a bit more creativity. I'm just thinking, when it started out, got Charles Venn, which was very, very different to, Lang's. But now it just feels like it's Jamie Lang.
The fact they both started on spinning record decks really reminded me of, Jamie and Gavin starting on those, dance machines. It felt exactly the same style and, they could have... I thought that was... It felt very repetitive, I think.
I have another beef, which is Shirley saying, I don't really know what that was, but it was really good, and then giving it a 10. I was like, let's just not bother them. Let's not bother marking things accurately. That's insane.
Also, her mega mixing in the garage made me really chuckle. She was like,
she's absolutely mega mixing
in the garage. She's crazy. So, from Tyler West to Fleur East.
I'm enjoying the segue. We can actually get that out. Oh, I'm so delighted. Graziano. One day we'll be able to use the Graziano. I am a prown, but it has yet to become relevant. But yes,
so right. So I know we're going to get into Hamza, and I know you love him, and it was incredible. But actually, Fleur's Argentine Tango was my favourite dance of the night. And excuse she got me. My other vote, because I know she, I know she was so high up the top, but I was so scared for her after last week, so I decided I'm going to throw you a vote, Fleur. I just thought this was amazing. It gave me chills, and that's what I want, and that's why I was not upset that it got a 10. Tyler's Couple's Choice, on the other hand, did not give me chills, so it does not qualify for a 10. But yeah, Fleur's did. Amazing. Great music choice. She looked great.
But I completely agree. It was so atmospheric. What a way to come back. I am so proud of her. And she really has refined that technique. I thought it was stunning. Also, again, shout out to the VTs, because the VTs telling me what the moves are. So now I can talk about how good her ganchos were. Because I never know what the moves are, so I always have to be the bit where they did the kicky bits. Loved it. So, yeah, big fan of the VTs explaining more about the dance. Because I feel like they think we know it, and to an extent I do, but I can't remember a lot of it. And I don't know if the internet... One of my favourite things is when the judges say about the moves. Tony's fleckles. I know what a fleckle is now. Before Anton said, your fleckle, I was like, I saw him do a good fleckle. So I love it when they mention stuff like that. I
didn't know what it was, though.
Literally, bless him. I just love him. Anywho, Fleur, I thought this was incredible. It did have chills. It was so, I don't want to say sexy because it makes me sound like an old lady, but it was just a bit sexy, wasn't it?
It was. It
makes me sound like Miranda. Very sexual. But yeah, it was very good. It was just a classic Argentine tango. It seems right that she delivered the first of the series.
Oh, completely. Yeah. So, yeah, well done. I loved it.
Stunning. Stunning work. It was so smooth that at one point I thought they were on a treadmill.
Yeah, great music choice, by the way. I Googled this beforehand because I was just listening to what the tracks were going to be after choosing on Tuesday, and I was like, this is going to be a banger because I'd not heard this version of that song before.
So good.
Great.
Good. You know, I think it's high praise to say that that is the... Oh, it very nearly edges out the Lee Mead Paint It Black moment on Any Dream Will Do. And, you know, that's two pretty cultural perfection moments there, delivered to that song. So, Fleur, you have entered the canon of Paint It Black on the BBC.
Amazing.
Stunning. A very niche club, but isn't quite to even be touching the heights of Lee Mead on Any Dream Will Do. It's incredible.
Should we talk about your boyfriend?
Right, Flo, I need to start with a chat. It's got to the point where I firmly, like, in my heart of hearts believe if we met, we would be married at some point. Like, I know we'd get on. It's actually quite painful for me now to watch him, knowing that we would get on so well. Like, it really stresses me out. Yeah. I know what a pied wagtail is, Hamza. I spot them on my daily walks. I see parakeets from my window. I love the birds. And not only I love to salsa.
Oh my god, this is when your friend gets a new boyfriend and suddenly starts getting into everything that he's into.
I do love birds.
Like,
don't make
oh,
it
I love the gym now. Oh, I love running now. You're like, I know what a pied wagtail is.
I've pointed out pied wagtails to you. I love the birds. I've always loved bird watching. Not always loved it. In the last few years, I've loved bird watching. Mum and Dad have two little blackbirds that visit. Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird, they call them. Like, he would get on so well with my family. I love him. And I am just... It's really stressing me out that, like, I sound unhinged because I just think I'm right. Do you know what? I'm mostly...
For what it's worth. Not to completely justify your obsession, but yeah, I do see that for you.
Thank you. My housemate said it tonight. She was like, really you are perfect for him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not just me saying it. I'm right. Mm-hmm. It's very stressful. So, Hamza, if you are, by the off chance, listening to this, please email us and ask me on a date. I promise we'll have a nice time.
You would, Hamza. Oh. She's a great time. She's a good time gal.
It's a bit much.
I can highly recommend her.
Oh, thank you. We would have lots to talk about. Puffins. I used to have a club on a Saturday with my housemates at university called Puffin Saturdays. Like, you know, what are you going to do? Not
going to
date
Saturdays
with this girl? We have Puffin Saturdays.
Also, puffins are my birds.
Oh, I know you love puffins. Everyone can, there's enough puffins to go around, Florence. And it's important that we all love puffins because are they endangered? We should all look after them. We love the puffins. See, I'm big on conservation too, Hamza. This is perfect. This is probably deeply boring for the Strictly on the Sofa listeners, but I'm in love with him. I don't think you understand. Should we actually talk about the dance?
Should we talk about the actual dance?
Yeah. Sounds for the best.
Yes, right. We need to cut this off very quickly. It was great. How great was it? It was great. Yes, it was. Not much more I can say. The lifts, incredible.
The rhythm. Mm. The fact he had to have a hair tie because it was so like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Honestly, dance of the night for me. I just thought it was so good.
Yeah, it was really
a proper party dance. He has proven that he's genuinely a dancer. Like, he's so good. And also, I saw someone say that he's, like, sort of what Strictly is about, and this is why I think it's true. You know how everyone's like, oh, I don't know who that is when it's Strictly announcement time? Who cares? Because you get to know someone. I don't watch CBeebies. I do watch Countryfile, but not as often as I should, Hamza. I am sorry. But I do love it when I do watch it. And I have talked about how much I love Countryfile before, possibly on the first ever series of this podcast, so go back. But anywho, I didn't know who Hamza was before this, to be honest, and I have since listened to his podcast, but anyway, now I love him. So Strictly, this is what Strictly's about. Sorry, that was
it
a long way.
It is, to be fair. No, that's fine. I'm just on his Wikipedia page trying to find out if he's got a girlfriend, and there's nothing about a girlfriend on here, so that's exciting for you.
I mean, I don't know why you're Wikipediaing it. Like, I'm right here. Oh, I've come unhinged.
Of course you know, but also he's really not old. He's like our age.
Oh, yes.
Born in 1990, best year to be born in. Well done to Hamza.
Also after that dance, I think we're starting to see the iconic dances come through now, and I think that was by far one of them.
That was definitely one of them. Yeah, 100%. It really, really was.
And you know how I judge the final? I judge the final on who has delivered the most iconic dances all series. And, you know, I would say he's got at least two there. Because the Jurassic Park rumba was pretty fun. So.
He went to Bangor University, which is down the road from my mum and dad, so that's
can
nice.
I just say, Hamza, that I tried to learn Welsh from Duolingo last year. Bore da, I believe it said. So yeah, we'd get on the car sometime.
What other Welsh words do you know? How do you say bird in Welsh?
I know how, I did know how to say I love you, but I can't get the pronunciation right, and once I said it to a Welsh person, they genuinely were annoyed with me. But like, it's something like dwi'n carich di or something like that. Dwi'n carich,
that's nice.
It's something like that. And also my housemate, who was Welsh, also taught me head, shoulders, knees and toes in Welsh, but I can't remember it anymore. But it's there within me somewhere, Hamza. You just need to bring it out.
That was a great story. Thank you for that.
How dare you? How dare you? Anywho, I'm glad he was top of the leaderboard.
I agree. It was brill. Well done, Hamza. Loved it. For this week. That's all the way to the leaderboard.
What a week. What a week. I'm so looking forward to next week. I think next week is going to be...
It was such a good week.
It's going to be iconic. We're going to... I'm just so excited for all the different themes. I just think it's got the capacity to be insane, and I love it when Strictly goes insane. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to do a tweet, just to announce a tweet that I'm going to do, about what BBC theme tune would you like to dance to? So, because mine would be The Musketeers, and it would be Paso Doble, and it would be incredible. Mm. So what would yours be?
Oh gosh, you've put me on the spot.
Think!
I know, I do a Viennese waltz to Gavin and Stacey, Way By the Window For You, that one. Oh, it would be beautiful,
I'm
wouldn't
already
it?
Crying, Flo. I'm already cute? Crying. Who would you be right. with? Would you be yeah. with Aliash? Would you have to get Aliash back out of retirement?
Yeah, he'd have to come back out of retirement for me.
I mean, Mary he'd could not let me. You dance, be on Strictly and not dance with Aliash. So. Exactly. Mary being Flo's mum, to comfort. yes. Right. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely week. See you next week. Bye.
Have a lovely week, everyone. See you next week. Bye.